Welcome to Center Stage Minnesota, our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians. Today we're celebrating Women's History Month by playing all women Minnesota musicians. We've got music from Alicia Corbett, Mary LaPlante, Tina and the B-Sides, Nikki and the Roommates, and many, many more. And I'll be talking with Shannon Murray, the organizer of the third annual Sister Song, a celebration of women and their music. I'm Doug McRosty. Theme music is by Matt Hoskins. There's a band you would like to hear featured on Center Stage Minnesota, just let us know. Email comments@kaxe.org. And you can follow along with my perspective of Minnesota music. Go to kaxe.org and click on Center Stage Minnesota. There's links to my Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter accounts. With all the talented female performers in Minnesota, it was hard to pick just an hour's worth. Coming up, we're going to hear The Bad Plus, joined by Wendy Lewis, also Alicia Corbett, and Pieta Brown's new CD. We'll start off with Janava Magnus. She's won a lot of awards for her voice and blues and soul singing. From her 2006 release, Do I Move You, here's Janava Magnus with Bad Blood on Center Stage Minnesota.
Don't quit until it's I could hear rather see the lady laughing in the rain. But I listen real hard for someone I could blame. Heard a slap and a crash of the angels. They were helping my name. Oh, they come to slap.
The legend Greg Brown. That was Pieta Brown from her new CD, One and All, the song Shake, Pieta Brown. Before that was Alicia Corbett with Slide It In. That's from her self-titled CD released back in 2002. We also heard The Bad Plus, joined by Wendy Lewis with the Bee Gees song How Deep Is Your Love? A little different than the original. That's from their CD For All I Care, which came out last year, The Bad Plus with Wendy Lewis. And started off with Janava Magnus, the song Bad Blood, from her album Do I Move You. We're celebrating Women's History Month on Center Stage Minnesota. All women today. And I am joined by Shannon Murray. She's a local singer-songwriter and community organizer, and she first developed Sister Song, a celebration of women and their music. Welcome to Center Stage Minnesota.
Thanks for having me.
So what is Sister Song?
Well, it's a women's music concert that happens annually, and it's both a space to celebrate women and the music that they make, and also to raise some money for a scholarship to support younger women who want to pursue music. So we fund mentorships between young girls and already established female musicians.
How does it work at the event? Because there's a lot of performers. How long do people get to play?
Everybody's going to get two songs.
Okay.
And then we'll also hear a song from one of the scholarship recipients as well.
So why did you start this event?
Well, I was touring a lot and found that if I didn't demand to play with other women, that I rarely did, and thought that was a really sad thing for me. And I started asking to have other women on the bill, and was met with a lot of resistance at first, and then some openness. And it was a positive experience for me as a woman to assert that yes, there are a lot of talented female musicians out there, and I want to play music with them. And it got me thinking about Bemidji and how many amazing women we have in our community. Some of whom get a lot of attention and a lot of play, and some who maybe just play for themselves and their friends in their living rooms. And I wanted to create a space to kind of bring all those women together and just have a big celebration to say, look at all this amazing talent that we have here in the little town of Bemidji.
What's the biggest challenge facing local women musicians?
I think things have changed a lot, but I think for me personally, it was not getting support early on, and I have a lot of support right now. I feel really, really lucky, but as a kid, I really wasn't encouraged to pursue music or to take up a lot of space, and I think that's what I saw for myself. I can't speak for everyone else, but I think creating spaces for people to make music is really important, and creating space for women to make art and be acknowledged for their contributions is also important.
I am talking with Shannon Murray about the Sister Song, a celebration of women and their music. So tell me about what we're going to hear.
Well, we're going to hear from Annie Humphrey, who's a local musician from Leech Lake. She's an amazing, amazing woman. And then also Colleen Meir from Mattawa, which is near Duluth, a real small town. I met Colleen at a folk festival that I played at that her and her husband started, and she's a blues singer and just started to tour out more. She's a mom, and so she's spending a lot of time raising kids and now is going out and making music and is a wonderful performer. Also, Brenda Weiler is coming over from Fargo, which is exciting for me because Fargo has a women's music festival that I played at that was kind of one of the sparks behind this, being in a space with a lot of female performers, and she was there at that, so it's nice to get a little bit of that Fargo energy over here in Bemidji. And she's a folk singer, songwriter.
All right. Well, Shannon, thank you so much for joining us to talk about the third annual Sister Song.
Great. Thanks, Doug.
All people look around you. The signs are everywhere. You left it for somebody other than you to be the one to care. You're lost inside your houses, and there's no time to find you now. While your walls are burning and your towers are turning, I'm gonna leave you here and try to get down to the sea somehow. The road is filled with homeless souls, every woman, child, have some thought that's gonna pull them through somehow. While the fires are raging hotter and hotter, but the sisters of the sun are gonna rock me on the water now. Rock me on the water, sister, will you soothe my fevered brow? Rock me on the water, people look among you. It's there your hope must lie. There's a seabird above you, gliding in one place, like Jesus in the sky. We all must do the best we can, then hang on to that gospel plow. When my life is over, gonna stand before the Father, but the sisters of the Son are gonna rock me on the water now. Rock me on the water, sister, will you soothe my fevered brow? Rock me on the water, get down to the sea somehow.
Get down to the sea somehow.
Rock me on the water, the wind is with me now. Rock me on the water, get down to the sea somehow.
Get down to the sea somehow.
Rock me on the water,
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 rock me on the water. Thank you.
Goodbye, Molly. Good luck. When the ship's pattern's rusty, my dick's a prey. Ooh, ooh,
just runs and runs. Oh, it just runs and runs. Running through the cracks and through the ages, they hear their faces, this desperation is lingering on. It's lingering on and on.
Heard Brenda Weiler, Colleen Meyer, and Annie Humphrey, three of the many performers at the third annual Sister Song. Thanks again to Shannon Murray for joining us on Center Stage Minnesota. We'll hear from the High Drama Blues and Barb Ryman. Mary LaPlante has won numerous Minnesota Music Awards. She's from Grand Rapids. And from her 2001 release, Serenity, this is Bee's Wings Hornpipe on Center Stage Minnesota.
Church. Nothing will ever hurt.
was Nikki and the Roommates with I Can't Be Satisfied from their CD We All Live Together, released in 2008, Nikki and the Roommates. Before that, Legends, Tina and the B-Sides. It's Tina and the B-Side Movement with the Young Americans from the new release A-Sides, Best of Tina and the B-Sides. Before that was Jasper LePack. From her brand new CD, we heard the title track Send Me Home, and I think she is really on an upward climb with her songwriting. Good stuff from Jasper LePack. And started off with Mary LaPlante from Grand Rapids, the song Bee's Wings Hornpipe from her CD Serenity. Center Stage Minnesota is made possible with funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Meredith Fierke made a pretty big splash with this song back in 2008 from the album The Procession. This is Train Song on Center Stage Minnesota.
1, 2, 3, you're calling on me, you're calling me out again. I'm pretty sure I heard it before, but I'll hear you out again. Wait with me, wait for the train.
Body lies.
way. Perhaps she is a new species or a freak of nature, but she claims that she was born like you and me, faded away gradually like ink on paper. She forming in the sand, teardrops landing next to them make a lovely pattern. And if she pounds upon the glass, do not worry, it won't last. She will tire and collapse upon the ground. She's revealed it, that she's really not unique. You pass her on the street every day of the week, but you just don't see her. She
out of the Twin Cities. That was mom and singer and songwriter Barb Ryman with The Great Invisible Woman from her CD Earthbound, released back in 2007. And before that, Meredith Fierke with Train Song from The Procession. Both of those women have been guests on Center Stage Minnesota. You can hear all our past interviews on our website. Just go to kaxe.org. This is Center Stage Minnesota, our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians. Today we've been celebrating Women's History Month, playing all female performers. This is an original production from the studios of 91.7 KAXE, independent community radio in northern Minnesota. Next week, I'll be joined in studio by High Drama Blues, a band representing Chisholm I think you'll really enjoy. We'll go out today with the High Drama Blues, Dirty Laundry. I'm Doug McFrosty, and as always, rock on.